It is with a little tear in my eye, in Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's eye, that I found out from CGP, Fürthcafé Roaster in Vienna, that he's gone through the whole sack of Indian Balmadi Estate biodynamic Arabica bean that he had that was so delicious. And today, in, well, celebration and commiseration in a way, we've still had a little bit left here in London of that very bean. So we're saying goodbye to the Balmadi Estate as well. Pull the shot. And then, because we didn't have quite enough left, but some of the beautiful Sidamo, equally roasted by CGP in Vienna, Fürthcafé, it's the Kercher Inch. We just tried a little experiment. So, a shot of Balmadi by its own as an espresso single shot, absolutely delightful, still that creaminess in it, and a lovely, subtle kind of fruit that I can't detect immediately on it. And the other shot, what I've done is I've added just a little bit of milk. I would call it a piccolo, not even a ristretto, because there's just a, not even a macchiato, but a piccolo, because there's just that little bit more milk in it. I'm going to have a sip of that now. Extremely smooth, but it has a little tang on it. It has a little tang on it, which the Sidamo doesn't. So, now, this is the experiment that we wanted to try. We added a bit of Sidamo. So to make 17.5 gram, I had 4 grams of Sidamo Kercher Inch, and the rest, the 13.5 gram, were the Indian Balmadi. And I've made it into flat white for Shirley, who loves... Sorry, it wasn't a flat white. What am I saying? It was a latte, of course. You're a latte fan. You love your milk. So what was that like?
It was a fine farewell. You know, this has all of the richness, the complexity, everything that I love about a coffee. I will miss the Balmadi, but it has served Charlie, Fürthcafé, you, me, and everybody else who's passed through the Coffee Mumbo Jumbo door very, very well.
Yeah, and all the people in Vienna, of course, who are good clients and customers of Fürthcafé, who've enjoyed the Balmadi as well. It's it'll be interesting to know what next coffees will be produced in Vienna. I know he's got his eye on the Tunki from Peru, because the other thing he shared with me yesterday is that the Peruvian Cusco Corp sack has also been emptied. So the Peruvian, you can't have a good selection of coffees without having a wonderful Peruvian amongst your selection. And of course an Indian, which was beautiful. So it'll be interesting to see whether the Tunki will make it to Vienna. I hope it does. And whether we'll have another Indian coming from Fürthcafé, or whether he's going to change continents altogether with his selection. He's got a great selection there. He's actually also got, obviously, Brazilian coffees. He's got Panama coffees. What else does he have? He has got Costa Rican coffees. He's got Guatemalan coffees. So there's a great selection there, and of course great blends as well. But now let me just take a sip of my own little blend here in celebration of the Balmadi, and just adding a bit of the wonderful Sidamo Kercher Inch. So, again, 17.5 gram in a little piccolo shot glass. It's a double shot and a bit of milk. It's very interesting. Because, I mean, the Balmadi on its own, creaminess, but also there's a bit of a tang to it, whereas the Sidamo is just so smooth. And of course, this is an improvised blend. Also, I must say that these two beans have been roasted on different dates, so that's not something one would do if one would blend seriously. But we're just having fun at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo and just trying to hone in our palates and just experiment, and we're very lucky to do that. But really, I must say, again, thumbs up to Fürthcafé. He's only been roasting for a year, and very, very promising coffees coming out of there. And what's interesting is he's going to start an exchange with great roasters here in London, one of them being Nude Espresso and Richard Williams, the head roaster there. They've started to communicate, which will just enhance the experience and everything. So stay tuned, because, well, it's always interesting to keep on top of roasters and developments. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is so enjoying the world of coffee. And thanks to Shirley, who's always testing my lattes. Shirley, your final word.
Always happy to do that and always happy to taste any of Third Cafe. They're always fantastic.
And the others of London, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, the list goes on, the list goes on. In fact, in the pipeline, I will be receiving some coffee from Emporium in York. And just imagine, they've also got the Tunky. So I've already drunk the Tunky, roasted by 3 different roasters now. So that's going to be really interesting. Stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, because the exploration just gets deeper and deeper.